Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate wraps up hearing on Supreme Court nomination. We have the story.
Elected officials push back against Wichita mayor's lawsuit. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Our normal high this time of year is 70, and we will be close to that today. Our forecast as we wind down the work week and get set for the weekend is coming up.
The Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Judge Barrett continued Thursday. Fox's Shannon Bream reports.
With nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett's public testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee wrapped, members turned their arguments directly on each other, slowly evolving from what had been the Democrats' primary argument, that the nomination is somehow illegitimate, to acknowledging they can't stop it, to begrudgingly admitting the President and Senate are within their constitutional boundaries to move Barrett's nomination forward. There were witnesses both for and against Barrett's nomination. GOP leaders have teed up an ambitious schedule for getting Barrett confirmed before Election Day. She's set to be voted out of the committee at 1 p.m. on the 22nd, likely along party lines.
And that again is Shannon Bream, Fox News. A man was critically injured in an accident Thursday evening at 55th and Broadway in South Wichita. Police say a vehicle was making a turn and crashed into an oncoming motorcycle. Now, the motorcyclist, a man in his 40s, was critically injured. The driver in the vehicle was not hurt. More pushback from elected officials named in a lawsuit by Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple.
The lawsuit stems from a political ad from last year's mayor's race, critical of Brandon Whipple. Former State Representative Michael Capps, who was recently named in the suit, tells KNSS News he has yet to be served, but while denying having anything to do with the video, he says it appears it's playing out in the court of public opinion.
It's no different than what the original filing that Randy Raspin put out, you know, nearly a year ago. The amended filing is based entirely on speculation and hearsay.
Also named in the lawsuit, City Councilman James Clendenin and County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, both saying they had nothing to do with the ad. Meanwhile, Cap says he's prepared to bring a countersuit against the mayor and his attorney.
So if they're going to weaponize our court system, I'm prepared to fight in the same way. I will file a countersuit. I'll file a countersuit not only against Brandon Whipple, I'm going to seek sanctions and disbarment by Randy Raffin. He is using his office of being an official of the Kansas Democratic Party to weaponize a court system for political gain.
Mayor Whipple contends that he hopes the justice process will play out. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Jail is feeling the impact of the pandemic with local court cases backed up. The detention facility is running at full capacity and then some. Sheriff Jeff Easter tells KNSS News inmates are screened and isolated, and the building has been disinfected several times.
It spread very easily. But again, we're taking as many precautions as we can take, because every 6 weeks, it's $67,000 to bring that company in to spray down barrier and to disinfect.
Easter says a few inmates have been hospitalized, but no inmate has died from COVID-19 so far. Jeff Easter, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020. That's Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. The president and GOP lawmakers are demanding social media companies be held accountable for what Republicans are calling bias in what is censored or promoted by the platforms.
President Trump putting tech giants Twitter and Facebook on notice. play fair or possibly pay up.
And if big tech persists in coordination with the mainstream media.
The president's comments coming after the tech monopolies limited access to a New York Post story about emails concerning Hunter Biden and his father, the former vice president, and apparent influence peddling in Ukraine. The fury at the social media giant's handling of the stories grew into a broad assault on the online industry's most cherished legal protections.
Fox's Kevin Cork reporting. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
In just a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. The Chiefs may be getting a new running back. We'll be talking about that coming up in just a little bit.
2020 has been a rough year in so many ways, but will it also bring a tough winter? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Gasoline prices averaging about $1.92 a gallon here in the Wichita area. Spotted better prices out there, $1.95, 21st Street North and Amadon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Air capital of the world, KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08 on a Friday morning and 45 degrees. Data shows more and more Americans are buying a gun for the first time.
A combination of anxiety over COVID-19 and massive civil unrest following the death of George Floyd, not to mention a heated presidential election, has resulted in record first-time gun sales. Gun industry analysts and trade groups say new gun owners account for 40% of all gun sales so far this year, some 5 million people in the first 7 months of 2020 alone. Overall, the FBI reports nearly 29 million background checks for firearm purchases, already besting last year's record of 28.4 million. That's also a 41% increase over the same period last year. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
He's served nearly a quarter of a century behind bars for a minor theft. Now, a Louisiana man has been granted parole.
It's one of those cases that critics point to as draconian. In 1997, Fair Wayne Bryant, who is African-American, was sentenced to life behind bars after stealing a pair of hedge clippers. The harsh punishment was under the state's habitual offender law. Bryant has a long list of convictions. It's a law that has come under fire amid the Black Lives Matter movement and outrage over racial sentencing disparities. Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Burnett Johnson is among the law's critics. Bryant has now been granted parole on the condition he abide by a curfew, perform community service, and enter Alcoholics Anonymous. Tom Graham, Fox News.
2020 has been a very tough year for most of us, but will it also bring a tough winter?
Don't expect winter 2020 to be a cold, snowy affair. The latest predictions coming in from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say about two-thirds of the country will experience a warmer-than-normal winter. That leaves places like Washington State, northern Idaho, Montana, the Dakotas, and parts of Minnesota where this winter should be colder than normal. The worst news coming out of this Climate Prediction Center may be about the drought. About 45% of the nation is in a drought, and the NOAA is predicting a very dry winter for parts of the Southwest, including California, which has been plagued this year by historic wildfires. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, well, still averaging around $1.92 a gallon. I have spotted better prices out there this morning. $1.85, saw that. 21st Street North in Arkansas, also 21st Street North in Amadon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown, Market, and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some cloud cover is drifting overhead from the west-northwest, and we will have a gradual clearing sky with some sunshine today. Our high 67, clear and breezy, not as cool tonight. Our low 53, and a big warm-up tomorrow. Saturday's high should reach 78 before a strong cold front moves through. Sunday's high only 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour and 45 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Coming up on 8:11, Steve and Ted here on this Friday morning, October 16, 2020. On this date in 1859, radical abolitionist John Brown led a group of 21 men in a raid on Harper's Ferry in West Virginia. 10 of Brown's men were killed and 5 escaped. Brown and 6 followers were captured. All were executed. Of course, the idea, Brown being from northeast Kansas, actually, he was from Massachusetts before that, but came to Kansas and was part of a bleeding Kansas before the Civil War, people hacking each other to death over the issue of slavery, and he decided he would take these people back east and try to get a revolution started, try to get a Civil War started by, he was thinking that the slaves would rise up when they saw him taking over the armory. That didn't happen. And they paid the price for it. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Another dry, sunny day across south-central Kansas Thursday. A little cooler. The high temperature, only 64 degrees. Normal high, 70 for the date. And I'll tell you, that we're starting to see the leaves turning in Riverside. The most beautiful time of the year is October in Wichita in south-central Kansas. That's just an opinion. But over the years, I've watched it, the beauty of the October. And we got a lot of problems going on with the pandemic and so forth. But we can enjoy the weather and enjoy the beautiful leaves changing in the Riverside and in other parts of town as well. There are other parts where we have all the big trees and the leaves are changing. It's gorgeous out there. All right, it's 8:12 now here on a Friday morning, and it's time for a Kansas City Chiefs preview with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, right here with Steve and Ted on this Friday morning. Good morning, Mitch.
You know what's beautiful this time of year, Steve?
Yes.
Southern Kingman County.
Oh,
I think they have... It's like the bridges of Madison County. They've got tours, I think. I think Greg Reno, from American Ag Credit, really good guy.
Listen.
Right? Genie Cardinal. Just gets in his pickup and heads toward Nashville's and
Rago, Spivey. Yeah.
Rago, Spivey. Yeah, all those great places. Yeah. All tourist attractions. And then, well, his wife does the chores. So she's choring. It's like hey, babe, can you get this and this done? I'm going to go for a drive down to Nashville and look at the leaves.
Mitch,
so
you know, I lived in Kingman as a kid, and I got to agree with you. You get down along the Nenniscaw this time of year, and you're almost in heaven. It's great out there.
Truthfully, I lived in Pratt for 2.5 years, and I would go down and cover and call on it because I was doing sports and sales then. I would get down this time of year down in that same part of the country, and there's times I just stop. It's so pretty. Along the Nenniscaw, you're right, buddy.
The Chiefs' last game wasn't all that pretty, but you know, you get that thing out of their system earlier in the season. What do you think?
Well, and I think we got to give credit to the Raiders. They had a great game plan.
Well,
and
they did.
Honestly, this was an ambush. It was an ambush. I don't think the Chiefs were taking them seriously. They just didn't think Derek Carr, the Raiders' quarterback, would be that accurate, especially on deep throws. The most troublesome thing of this game, there were a lot of things to be troubled about, but with the fact that the Chiefs gave up 5 plays of 40 yards or more, 42, 43, 46, 59, and a 72. You add into that the 58-yard touchdown for the Chiefs that was taken off the board because of a penalty, and that adds up to over 300 yards in 5 or 6 plays. Well, that adds up to 21 points. So that was most perplexing on that side of the ball. It was just giving up not just big plays, huge plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was interesting also that there were a lot of penalties in this game. And the Chiefs, as far as I've seen those so far this year, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've played pretty clean. I mean, not a lot of penalties to hurt them at crucial times.
No, and honestly, so here's an interesting note on this Friday. The Chiefs are number one in the NFL. It's kind of an ignominious stat, but they're number one in holds. But they had 6 in that game. And honestly, I've seen this over time, and officials are human, and I'm not criticizing the officials, but there's some crews that just get stuck on one thing for an afternoon. And holding is such a fine line that, you know, I always say you can call it on every play. And they were calling it one against the Raiders, too, but I think this crew might have been stuck on holding. The play where Kelechi Osemele, now injured and gone for the season, injuring both knees on one play, he's called for holding, and the defensive guy actually grabs Osemele and pulls Osemele down. Mm. And so the official saw it differently. That just had the corner of that official's eye, saw the defender go down, and usually that means automatic holding call against the offense. Well, but I've looked at it 100 times. But the point is here, sometimes you get crews that get stuck on stuff. Mm-hmm. But that is atypical for the Chiefs to have that many penalties and that many holding calls in a single game.
You know, it's interesting. Another interesting thing to me is the way Andy Reid came out, and his team did not play a good game. And frankly, he came out and said, you know, they weren't very that well coached either. He took all the blame. He doesn't blame his players. He takes the heat for them, doesn't he?
Honestly, Andy Reid could be CEO of the aircraft companies that are represented in Wichita. He could be – he's brilliant. And he's best when he's under duress and under fire. I almost wish he was in government, but that'd be a whole other issue. But the point is, yeah, he's never going to deflect responsibility and say, hey, Holter screwed this up and McIntosh screwed that up. He'll start with himself first, and he's serious about it. He'll look at what do we do wrong here? What did I do wrong? And the Chiefs offensively kind of got stuck. I mean, they had a shot. It was tied 24-24, but the defense got 2-3 and outs to start the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Chiefs do offensively? Put it right back to them twice.
Yeah.
So that's the crux of the game. A game that took a lot of twists and turns and mostly bad turns. But now you've got the Monday afternoon edition of the NFL as we play the Bills on Monday afternoon.
Mm. You got a new running back today, right?
Mm. Yeah, nothing going on here. Le'Veon Bell, who tormented – I still see him – in the 2016 playoffs, just dancing, waiting, running, controlling the game, and ran for 170 yards in that playoff game. Well, that's not the Le'Veon Bell of 2020. We all understand that. But there's still enough juice with Le'Veon Bell that he can effectively have an impact on this team positively. Now, the question is, because he held out for an entire season with Pittsburgh, wanted to get paid by Pittsburgh, held out on Pittsburgh, that did not end well with the Steelers. And the Steelers have a good organization with a really good head coach in Mike Tomlin. So, like, well, what's that about? Well, and then he went to the Jets, and that didn't go well. So it's not like he's, for lack of a better analogy, he's in his third school here in 4 years, but how's it going to go with the new school and the new teacher? That's the question. Because this locker room of the Chiefs, I will tell you, Steve, is as good as I've seen in my 40-plus years of covering Division One and the NFL. It is a fantastic locker room. And you hope Le'Veon Bell adds to that and doesn't deter from it.
What are we looking at as far as the game with the Bills coming up here on Monday? What do you think we're going to – what should we look for on that game? What do you think?
Okay, it's a big showdown now. It's a showdown game again. Like, this Chiefs schedule has been front-loaded. Four contenders in the AFC, well, there's probably six, and I think and the Chiefs have played four of the first six and the first six of the season if you add the Bills. Now, the first thing we need to tell everybody, it's Monday afternoon at 4:30. So we're going to have a lot of drive time listeners. People driving home are getting ready to go ask their wife to do chores when they get home on their way home from work. The other thing is, this reminds me of Mrs. Leonard and Mrs. Mason at Smith Center Grade School. In elementary school, remember the World Series used to be in the afternoon? And I was the one that would sneak the radio in and put the earpiece up my shirt and be listening to the game while I'm, turk cock in my head. And I got my head thumped. But I remember Mrs. Leonard thumping my head like, "You're not supposed to bring this to school. Who's ahead?" I go, "It's the Dodgers, 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth." So you know what it was like during the World Series. That's what we've got this week on Monday, because our pregame and half the game will be done by the time people get home. So bring your transistor radios old time to work and fool the boss. You can have it on with your headphones and act like you're really just grinding at work. I know that's what Greg Reno will do at American Act Credit. Jenny Bracken may do it too. She'll act like she's back there working, and she'll be having the game on.
Well, let's continue with the feature that you started earlier this year with remembering Shocker football players after the big plane crash 50 years ago in Colorado. You have done a great feature on that every week. Now you got another player you want to highlight today, right?
I do, and we remember the way these guys perished. But I don't think we remember their lives enough. And they were short. You know, many of them just 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. But the Chiefs have got to deal with some injuries here, Steve. They have lost left guard Kelechi Osemele for the season. He injured both knees on one play. I've never seen that in my time in the NFL. They also lost Sammy Watkins, wide receiver, one of the heroes of the Super Bowl 54 championship. So it's the whole next man up. Hey, you got to step in. So the guy that comes to mind is, I think, of Mike Remmers, who's going to slip in at left guard on Monday afternoon for the Chiefs. He has never played left guard in a regular season game. So he gets that shot on this Monday afternoon. Or Tershawn Wharton, who's from St. Louis. Those two Chiefs remind me of the guy I want to highlight today, and it's Mal Kimmel, number 53 for the Shockers in 68, 69, and 70. Mal was from just south of St. Louis, a town called St. Genevieve. Yep, a lot of French tradition there at St. Genevieve, down the Mississippi River, 46 miles southeast of St. Louis. He was a fighting dragon from St. Genevieve High School, played for old coach Ed Hanna there. He was All-Mineral Conference, was Mal Kimmel, a four-year letter winner in football and track. So he lettered as a freshman, played a lot, and 3 years in basketball. It was a time during the Vietnam War, and he wasn't sure what to do, but he did have one offer for a scholarship, and it was to Wichita State. So he decides, he didn't know where Wichita was, but he went from St. Genevieve to Wichita State to play football. But he really languished as a bench warmer for the better part of 2 years. He was the long snapper for the Shockers for 2 years, but he was finally going to get his first start. And his first start at center was going to be against Utah State in Logan, Utah on October the 3rd. So what that meant for Mal Kimmel, who had been a backup for 2 years and 3 or 4 weeks, was that he would go from the black plane to the gold plane. And he was on with the first teamers and really excited. There's several different accounts of him. He got married right before the season began, and he was watching his wife go off to work. She was working in the psychology department at Wichita State, and Mal hated to fly, but he was now going to be the first team center against Utah State. And we all know what happened after that. Mal also, his wife was expecting. And so his daughter lives on. She lives in Nixon, Missouri. And his granddaughter was an outstanding basketball player for Nixon, went on to play for Rockhurst University in Kansas City. But we remember today the guy that was ready to step in. He was going to get his big chance to start just like Mike Remmers gets to do at left guard on Sunday for the Chiefs. But we remember this morning, Mal Kimmel, number 53, St. Genevieve, Missouri, who is going to get his first chance to start at center against Utah State. So we can't bring him back, Steve, but we'll remember.
You know, that Friday afternoon, a beautiful Friday afternoon, I was at Henry Levitt Arena and sent there to do an interview, and I found a young woman to interview, and she said her husband was on that plane, and she hadn't heard back for anything about him. Mrs. Kimmel, that's who I interviewed. So there you go.
Oh, man.
One of my first interviews in radio. That's quite a story. It's another one of those great shocker stories. Thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, we'll continue to do it through the fall and winter. And just want to remember these guys. Remember their lives.
Yeah. Mitch, have a great call. And I'm going to see you down on the Nenniscaw one of these days. We'll go down there and do some fishing. How's that?
We'll do that and have a float trip. Greg Marino's got a couple of canoes. We'll just go on a float trip down the Nenniscaw.
That sounds great. Thanks, Mitch. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs in that game. Monday afternoon right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.